Hey, bitch. Welcome back to my show. I am Brandon Lynette, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. And before we dive into today's episode about living an intentional life, we need to have a little conversation. Like, can I be honest with you for a second? You're tired, aren't you? Like, tired of watching everyone else live their dream life while you're still stuck in the same patterns with the same excuses and the same next year, I'll finally mentality. You keep saying that you want more, purpose, more clarity, more alignment with what God has called you to, but you're not doing anything differently. And here's the kicker. Deep down, you know it's not about luck. You see other women thriving and think that they have some magical blessing that you missed. But that's the lie you keep telling yourself so you don't have to face the truth. They made different choices. They got intentional while you stayed comfortable. And I get it. You're playing small because it feels safer. You're waiting for permission that's never coming. You're hoping someone will hand you a roadmap to your purpose on a silver platter. But bitch, nobody is coming to save you. And that is exactly why I wrote Once Upon a Time Bitches and Fuck Luck Bitches. These aren't your cute, fluffy self-help books that make you feel all warm and fuzzy for 5 minutes and then nothing changes. These are the truth-telling, pattern-breaking, excuse-demolishing wake-up calls that you need to stop drifting and start deciding. In Once Upon a Time, Bitches, I literally break down how you've been waiting for your fairy tale ending while you have simultaneously been refusing to be the hero of your own story. And in Fuck Luck Bitches, I'm destroying the myth that success is about being in the right place at the right time or how luck hits you. It's about creating your luck. It's about making intentional moves every single day. The harder I work, the luckier I get. Both of these books are available on Amazon and Audible. So whether you want to read it or have me in your ear during your commute, you have options. And listen, if you're sitting here thinking, okay, but I need more than just a book, like I need someone to actually walk me through this, I hear you. That is why I'm giving away my Dream Big Bitches vision book and my Dream Big Bitches weekly goal setting journal to the next 4 women who book coaching with me. Not 5, not 10, 4. These tools are what my clients use to get clear on their vision, and then we break it down into weekly actions that actually move the needle. Coaching isn't just about feel-good conversations. It's about transformation. It's about having someone call you out on your bullshit while calling you up into your purpose. So if you're done being a passenger in your own life, if you're ready to stop waiting for perfect conditions and start making powerful choices, grab these books and let's get to work. So today, you guys, let's talk about what intentional living actually looks like, okay? And don't forget about the links in the show notes, okay? Don't sleep on this. Yeah, living an intentional life. Stop waiting for your fairy godmother. Listen, bitch, nobody is coming to save you. Not a prince, not a fairy godmother, not even Oprah. And honestly, that's like the best news you're going to hear all day. Living an intentional life means you stop being a passenger in your own story and you grab the whole damn wheel. It's the difference between Cinderella scrubbing floors waiting for magic to happen versus Cinderella deciding she's going to that ball no matter what it takes. Glass slippers are optional. Intentionality matters. And I want to talk about why you keep avoiding it. Here's the thing. When you are not intentional, you are letting other people write your story. You're saying yes to everyone else's priorities, and then you wonder why you're exhausted and unfulfilled. You're like Rapunzel staying in that tower because, like, that's just where you've always been. It's comfortable, it's familiar, but is slowly killing your soul. God gave you one life. this one right here, and he didn't design you to drift through it on autopilot. You were created with a purpose, with specific gifts, with a calling that only you can fulfill. But you cannot walk into that purpose if you're not making conscious, deliberate choices about where you're going. Living unintentionally is like being Sleeping Beauty, just waiting for life to happen to you, and instead of making life happen for you. I know your why before your what. This is what needs to happen. Mulan didn't grab the sword and head to the war because it seemed like a fun Tuesday activity. Like, she knew why. Protecting her father, honoring her family, like being true to who she actually was underneath everyone's expectations. You can take a tangible step right now. Take 30 minutes this week. Like I'm saying, actually schedule it and write down your top three core values. Not what you think they should be, not what your mom wants them to be. What actually matters to you? Is it family? Is it freedom? Is it faith? Is it creativity? Adventure? Like, these are going to become your North Star for every decision. When someone asks you to join another committee or take on another project, you run it straight through your values filter. Does this align? No. Then it's a no. You have to audit your time like it's money, because it is worth so much more. Belle didn't become Belle by mindlessly scrolling through her provincial village and saying yes to every distraction. She's intentional about reading, learning, and seeing beyond what was in front of her. Again, I'm going to give you a challenge for 1 week. Track where your time actually goes. I'm talking every hour. Like, you will be shocked. You think you don't have time to pursue your dreams? You're spending 3 hours a day on TikTok and 2 hours in other people's drama. Then you're going to start protecting your priorities like a mama bear, okay? Block out time for what matters. Your relationship with God, your health, your personal relationships, your actual goals, and treat these blocks as sacred as you would any appointment for someone else. And you have to make choices, not excuses. Tiana didn't get her restaurant by wishing on stars alone. She wished and then she worked. She made the hard choices, saying no to parties, to sleep, to immediate comfort, because she was clear on where she was going. Identify one area where you keep making excuses. I don't have time to work out. I can't afford that. I can't afford that course. I'm just not ready to start that business. Now get brutally honest. Is it actually impossible, or are you just choosing comfort over growth? Replace that I can't with I'm choosing not to prioritize this right now. Like, say it out loud. Practice that. It feels different because now you're actually owning your power. And I'm going to say this, you guys, with all the love, okay, because I'm in recovery from this because it's something I didn't do. You have to design your morning to design your life. Ariel didn't accidentally become a part of that world. She was intentional about collecting her treasures, about studying humans, positioning herself to make a move when the opportunity came. And yeah, obviously, we all know the Sea Witch wasn't the best choice, but she was still intentional. Win your morning, win your day before you check your phone, before you respond to everyone else's needs. Spend the first 30 to 60 minutes on you. Prayer, scripture, movement, plan your day, personal development. This is not selfish, it is strategic. You can't pour from an empty cup, and an intentional morning will set the tone for your entire day. It'll be intentional choices all day. And you have to set boundaries in your like your life depends on it. Because it literally does. And Elsa had to learn this the hard way. She tried to please everyone, hid who she really was, make everyone else super comfortable. And you know what happened? She nearly destroyed her entire kingdom. It wasn't until she said let it go to everybody else's expectations that she could actually step into her power. Identify one boundary that you need to set this week. Maybe it's, I don't take work calls after 7 p.m. Maybe it's, I'm not discussing my choices with people who haven't walked my path. Maybe it's, I need one evening a week alone to recharge. Whatever it is, say it clearly. Enforce it kindly. Be firm. And then I want you to see how your life will transform when you stop letting other people's priorities hijack your purpose. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take all of this and you're going to review and adjust. Moana didn't just set sail and never check her navigation, you guys. She was constantly adjusting, learning, course correcting. Is it obvious that I love princess movies and I have 6 kids? She stayed intentional about her destination even when the path wasn't clear. Every 3 months, do your life audit. Are your daily actions aligned with your values? What is working? What needs to change? Intentionality isn't set it and forget it. It's an ongoing practice of checking in with yourself and with God about where you're going. Bottom line, living intentionally means you stop being shocked by where you end up because you choose every step of the way. You're not a victim of circumstances. You are a woman of God making strategic choices that align with your core purpose and your values and your ethics. Every Disney princess who actually made it to their happy ending, they made choices. Sometimes scary ones, sometimes unpopular ones, but they chose. They didn't wait for the prince and they didn't wait for permission and they didn't wait for perfect conditions. So I want to challenge you to start today, not tomorrow, not when things calm down, not when you feel ready. Today, pick one area from the list and implement it this week. Because listen, bitch, your life is happening right now and unintentional living is just a fancy way of letting it pass you by. You were made for more than that. Go make choices that matter. And we can wrap this up. If you are going to walk away from this episode with even one thing that made you think differently about how you're spending your days, then do me a favor. Don't just feel inspired. Act. Act on it, because inspiration without action is just procrastination with good vibes, okay? Make sure you grab my Once Upon a Time Bitches or Fuck Luck Bitches. Grab both of them, actually, on Amazon, or I do have the Audible as well, okay? Get the roadmap and stop wandering around hoping you'll stumble into purpose, okay? If you're ready to go deeper, make sure you book a coaching call with me, the next 4 clients, get my Dream Big Bitches vision book and the weekly goal setting journal absolutely free. But bitch, I'm serious about 4. That's all I have left, okay? So don't wait on this. Also, something exciting I almost forgot here. I did just get my hands on a brand new weight loss supplement. I say brand new, but listen, it's special to me and it's a nod to an old formula that I used to love. It started my network marketing business. When I say these words, a few of you that are listening are going to be like, what? It's back? True Weight and Energy. Okay. We all loved it. And guess what? It's been recreated. Okay. Recreated. It is back. It is stateside, ready to be shipped to you. And I cannot wait for you to experience it. So here's the deal, because I'm doing this for you guys and I'll send out an email as well. The first 10 people who purchase the supplement, I am going to hook you up with a free omega blood test and some balance oil, because I'm not about quick fixes and empty promises. I'm about actually understanding what your body needs and giving it the tools to thrive. 10 people, that's it. Okay. And speaking of supporting the show, if you're a business owner, a brand, or you know someone who aligns with the Listen Bitch audience, someone who is done playing small and ready to live intentionally, we are looking for sponsors for the Listen Bitch podcast. Okay. The show is reaching a lot of people who are hungry for transformation, okay, who invest in themselves, who don't just listen, they do. So if that sounds like your ideal audience, I want to talk, reach out, and let's see where we're a fit, okay? That's it, bitch. That's all I've got for you today. Go make some intentional choices. Stop waiting for your life to start. It's already happening. And I'll catch you next time. Links to everything, the books, the coaching, the supplements, sponsorship inquiries, all of that. Show notes, don't sleep on this, bitch.